following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Free accounting software, free press release, free priority rush service, 40 free essential business forms, free web design consult, and a free accountant consult. Use LegalZoom to incorporate or file your LLC in October with our Express Gold Corporation or LLC package for all these free business extras. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. It was started by top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. For more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million?
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
So you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
It's Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
That's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN or shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
But today, we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and can't wait to do another show here. Great to have them on board again with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got to keep Psycho Andy out here, though. I think he moved some of the papers in the wrong place.
Yeah, Andy, know your place.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome you to Wednesday Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Hope you enjoy. It's us taking you the noon hour here. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings. I think with the slow time right now, relatively slow time right now leading up to this weekend's NFL playoff games, obviously the TV game last night happened to be the focus was on the Nebraska Cornhuskers men's basketball team and seeing if they could maybe knock off a 3-0 team in the Big 12 in Colorado, who had certainly surprised people entering this season and jumped to a 12-3 lead, and yes, they did relinquish that lead. Colorado battled back, got into the ball game, but the Huskers down the stretch found a way and really just put them away. Say what you want, the inside game was there, the outside game was there. People were shooting the ball well. Drake Baronic, one hell of a game. Drake Baronic, I think John Buchagrass this morning having some fun. They call him the Drake now on SportsCenter. That's kind of cool. That's really cool. Matter of fact. And Nebraska improves to 2-2 on this young basketball season. They head to Tech, where on Friday we're going to catch up with somebody from Texas Tech to talk a little hoop basketball.
Really? They suck. They lost to Oklahoma last night.
They were the two teams that hadn't had a win.
But it's a key for Nebraska. It's a key for Nebraska. Now they got to win. You can't let this one go. You got to win Saturday. You got to win. And for Tech, they got to be thinking, this is one of the teams, again, just like this Colorado game, this is one of the teams that we have to beat. Tony McCray, number 4 on the top plays on SportsCenter this morning. And, oh, Daddy, have you seen this?
I did see that.
Huh? Huh? Christian Stan Hardinger on his way out of town.
Well, at least
what are you doing in the park without a shirt on, son?
Nothing,
officer.
At least he was hitting something.
Well, yeah, that's
he wasn't hitting a shot for us early in the season, so.
Here, when you look at the headlines, ex-Husker Stan Hardinger cited in park.
Nothing good can come of that.
Well, you're thinking, you know what you're thinking. The same day he was introduced at LaSalle, he was leaving the team. At LaSalle, Christian Stan Hardinger used to be with the Huskers. He was cited Sunday on suspicion of public indecency in a Lincoln park. Stan Hardinger not going to be with the Huskers, and then not going to be with LaSalle. Lincoln police reportedly found Stan Hardiger shirtless and with his pants down while seated in the passenger seat of a parked car at 3:40 in the morning inside Tierra Park. Ah, but then we move on. He was accompanied by a 19-year-old female, also reportedly shirtless.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No. No, Tierra Park, not her name. Not her name. So both the 21-year-old Stan Hardiger and his companion were ticketed on suspicion of public indecency and entering a park after hours because, of course, Lincoln Parks are closed between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. for this specific reason, to keep lewd conduct away. Getting him some.
Yeah, why not before you leave town? Why is he still in town?
That was Sunday. LaSalle was Tuesday. Then I think they found out about it.
But he's been off the team for a couple, three. Wouldn't you think he'd go? Well, whatever. Maybe he had nowhere to go. Set back to Germany, perhaps. I don't know. Whatever. Great game last night for the Huskers.
Boom, chicken, wow, wow. Yeah, there you go. Okay. 888-455-ESPN. Or you can email us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. We're here for you. And the email is douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
That was pretty cool last night when they get a technical foul called at Derek Bronick's, the one that Doc Sadler chooses to shoot the free throws too. Goes out and made 3 out of 4 of the technical shots that he got to shoot. So good for him. 5 of 6 from the line on the night. 22 minutes played. Did a great job. I was really happy for him. I was really happy for everybody to come out and jump to that lead, 12-3. That was a great run to start.
Well, it's a key win. I think Doc Sadler is pretty happy about it as well.
I think he's really happy about it. Had to be, the way the intensity was all night long.
Had a chance to hear what Doc had to say after the ball game.
Well, guys, I can't say enough about our team. They had a good week last week as far as effort was concerned, but we didn't get anything done that we set out to do. And to turn around and come right back and play on Tuesday night against a very good basketball team that was playing with a lot of confidence, I thought our guys rose to the occasion.
Doc thinks his team has potential.
You realize how long it took us to get 2 wins last year? There's something to be excited about. It's exciting. Hey guys, it's exciting to be the coach here. I mean, I've told y'all this team could be something, and I believe in them. I really do.
Okay, Doc's lying. It's not exciting to be the coach at the University of Nebraska. Okay, it's not. Maybe in 5 years, if they go to the tournament 5 years in a row, it would be exciting. It's not exciting to be the coach at Nebraska. It's exciting to win a game. But we have to put it in perspective. What, you got that dumb look on your face again? What did I say?
All I'm saying is I think Doc sees that he's finally got some pieces. The big men, the guards, it's an exciting time for him because I think he sees some light at the end of the tunnel maybe for one of the first times in his career.
Exactly.
So don't just blast everything he says and goes, well, throw that all to hell. Nope, he's lying to you.
God.
Be excited for him.
Again, that it had nothing to do with what I was talking about. Absolutely zero to do with what I was talking about. You know what? It's exciting to be the football coach at Duke. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's the point I was making. Aren't you due for vacation sometime? Don't you need another week off? I mean, we're at January. What is today? The 19th? And you haven't taken a day off yet. I think you're getting stressed out and overworked.
For the last year, yeah.
Well, let's see if... Yeah. Let's see if Nebraska can get a win on Saturday. Huskers shot 64% in the second half. Let's not overlook that. That is the key to why Nebraska won the basketball game last night. They play at Texas Tech coming up on Saturday. The women are off until Saturday. You can hear Husker basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Hastings College is in action tonight. They head to Lincoln, if the weather permits, to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Games that they kind of need to get in as well. Coming up in just a sec, Kevin Chaney, the women's basketball coach at UNK, is going to join us on our Loper Link segment on this Wednesday. They've got a little winning streak going as they finally get to stay at home for a couple of weekends. Also, we are getting closer to Pittsburgh possibly winning the Super Bowl. Thomas from Kearney says, Doug has to grow his hair until he looks like Troy Polamalu. That would be no haircut for, wow.
11 years.
Three, four.
Seven.
Yeah, I mean, three or four before you could even start thinking about maybe putting it in a ponytail.
Yeah, and that'd be a lot of head and shoulders, too.
That's a lot there.
That'd be too long. That's
good idea, but I just don't think we'll see the results. You know, it'd be gray Palomalu by that time. Send us your thoughts. What should I do? Because, again, if you haven't been with us or you just moved to the area or, you know, you've just found this great radio program, way back towards the fifth, sixth week of the season after Baltimore had beaten Pittsburgh and people were still calling Pittsburgh the best team in the NFL, I said there was no way that they would win the Super Bowl and then left it up to the listeners to give suggestions. One of those, if the Steelers win the Super Bowl, Doug has to blank. And that's up to you to fill in the blank. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The scary one that came in yesterday was taking a punt or kickoff against the Nebraska Danger. Yeah, in practice. Yeah. Problem is, I tested it out the other day. I'm going to have to stretch the hammies, but I'm still pretty quick. Pretty quick.
That would not be fair. You might be very quick. That's quick. A little arena. They would get you close. They would get you back to that wall. And
I'm working on my kick return team.
Oh,
see, that's the key here. Okay. You can't just say, okay, it's 8-on-1. No, I'll get my kick return team, and I will bribe them with the proper nourishment and liquids to take care of me, and I think I shall be safe.
It's not going to be a Rigoni Mangler Manning deal where there's heads. No.
Well, if there's somebody getting their bell rung, there's only going to be one ringing bell. That's here at Mount Duda. Hey, it's time for our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance, where their tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. For more information on Garrett Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. And we are pleased to welcome back into the program in his first year as the head coach of the UNK women's basketball team, Kevin Chaney. Coach, welcome back, and what do you think about this snow? Do you got somebody taking care of it for you? They shovel your walk and clear things out. You've got that hired out by now, right?
No, unfortunately, I don't have the contacts just yet. I'm out there shoveling it myself, and my back still is hurting from last weekend when I got back from New Mexico. So,
well, that's never happened to you, because Daddy, because you've been shoveling it your whole life. So, what'd you think about that first trip out to New Mexico? Good that you got the wins, but that's an experience, isn't it?
Let me tell you, that is an experience. I'm glad that's the last time we have to do that. It was very difficult, you know, 2,200 miles, 18 hours on the bus, both the men and the women's team together. I tell you, the one thing that is difficult from my point of view was to keeping those kids focused, because let me tell you, we had more excuses popping up left and right on that trip. But you know what? I knew that it's a long trip there, a long trip back. It's a lot better to come back from that trip with 2 W's under your belt. And we stayed focused and kept our assignments and got a couple of wins, which we're very, very proud of.
When you're taking off, is that the longest road trip of anywhere you've ever coached?
No. Actually, when I was at Lincoln University, went from Jefferson City, Missouri to, what was the location? Montana Billings, 22 hours one direction. And we didn't break it up. I don't know why, but we didn't break it up. So that was the longest. But this one was pretty difficult as well.
Kevin Chaney, the women's basketball coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Taddy Show. Before we get into on the court, some good news for the kids yesterday. They always seem to do well in the classroom, but Vanessa Leeper was named the RMAC Academic Player of the Year. And you don't just do that by your accomplishments on the court. She knows what she's doing in the classroom as well. 3.95 GPA in business administration. She's a junior, Tony. That's all together. That's not added it up through the first 7 semesters that she's been here.
I was just going to say, there's one teacher that gave her a B. Find that teacher and do something.
And then four honorable mention, but got to be proud.
Absolutely proud. Absolutely proud. I'm going to tell you what, I probably wasn't the most popular person when I started out and gave the okay for Vanessa to play another sport. See, this is the first year that she played soccer as well. But she and I made an agreement, and collegiate sports for student athletes is about making choices and about having opportunities. And it was an opportunity for her to be a dual sport person, student athlete, as well as being able to handle her business. And one of my concerns was that she be able to handle her business in the classroom, keep her grades where they needed to be. Working out for two sports at the same time, being in soccer condition as well as basketball condition. After talking with this young lady and soul searching, I thought it was the best thing to do. I know it wasn't a popular decision. Trust me, there were people that came and told me, you are not the smartest apple on the tree, and that's okay. And I accepted that. But my feeling was that Vanessa was going to be a better soccer player and a better basketball player because of this decision, because she's doing something that she really, really, truly wanted to do. And it was an opportunity for her. And we went with it. She was healthy. Soccer did fantastic this year. And she's having the best basketball career of her life right now.
Daddy, she can't be that smart, though, because that means more of these bus trips when you're dueling it up, when you're doubling up sports. That's crazy.
Well, I think she's looking forward to maybe changing those conferences and getting shorter bus trips. Yeah. I think maybe everybody's looking forward to that down the road. Kevin, basketball-wise, as you look to this point in the season, are you where you thought you'd be?
Actually, yes. You know, I wanted to be somewhere where we had an opportunity to make the playoffs. The three-game winning streak is awesome for us, especially on the road. Those are tough trips, you know, both New Mexico's and Chadron back-to-back. Was very difficult, but we persevered, and now we've got a home stretch where, you know, we're controlling our own destiny. So we're happy about that, and our short-term goal was to make the conference playoffs, and we're headed towards that goal. We got a lot of basketball left, though.
Kevin Chaney, women's basketball coach at UNK, joins us. Are you starting to learn? You learn about the road trip. Are you starting to learn about some of the tradition? You went to Chadron, and you didn't have to piggyback that with anything else. And they always do some interesting things up there. That's a different part of the world for you, I'm guessing, when you haven't been there before. I avoided it at all costs. What'd you think?
Yeah, my staff just laughs. It's an experience. Chadron was an absolute experience getting out there. And then, I knew they weren't in school. However, they packed the place. They had a lot of, let's just say, happy students that were feeling no pain. And they made themselves known. It's just the whole tradition of the rivalries, which is exciting for me. You know, it's important for coaches to win those rivalry games and to play well. But anytime you can get wins on the road, it's fantastic. So we're happy where we are.
Are you going to have to change styles? Is it one thing to go to the RMAC and you learn the style of basketball that each team plays and adapt it? And then when you think ahead to the next couple of years going, are we going to have to change all that and relearn everything, or what's your theory on that?
Not necessarily the styles, Tony. It's more about the horses. You know, I've got to get the recruits in here. I've got to get the competition level where it needs to be. I'm going to have to do a real good job of recruiting and getting tall players, athletes, getting those type of players that will allow me to compete, because the MIAA conference is, in my opinion, on the women's side, one of the best conferences in the nation. Hands down. Not to say that the RMAC is not competitive, because this year it is very competitive. But the MIAA, a lot of those teams have been there for a long period of time. The areas that they have to recruit from, they have great athletes, and the competition is very solid. So we have to be a lot more consistent in the future and have the players that can compete at that level.
I'm going to be honest. Jordan Hooper would have been a good one to get. She's
you betcha. You betcha. Any day of the week, I'd take a Jordan Hooper.
Well, and you look at this. Washburn of Kansas is sixth in the country this week. Emporia State is 11th in the country. And then you go down the list here to find some more schools. There was a change in the conference in the RMAC with Metro and Fort Lewis that made it a little more interesting. And Metro's the last team. Not the last team, but they will be coming in about 3 weeks. You've got four other schools that you have to take care of. Colorado Springs, Colorado Pueblo this weekend. Fans out there, fill them in on what these teams have.
Well, you know, they're scary teams simply because Emporia State, I believe, has lost one ball game this year. You know who they lost to? Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they're coming on Friday. Pueblo, you know, has beaten some tough teams this year and lost to some teams that they probably should have beaten. I really believe the RMAC this year, anyone on any given day can beat the other opponent. Fort Lewis lost to Colorado Christian just this past week. So it's wide open, and there are no gimme games anymore. I don't think there ever was in the beginning. And proof of that is our trip to Western New Mexico, where they hadn't won a ball game and they gave us all we could handle and ended up beating Chadron the next day. So these are tough competition. Colorado Springs has some quickness that we haven't seen a lot, where they have two or three kids that are much quicker than anyone I have on the bench. So, you know, we have some strategy and some assignments that we will really have to stick to in order to be victorious. But we definitely can win these two games, and we're looking forward to it.
Kevin, we sit here on January 19th. Is it Vanessa, or who's the MVP or one or two players that have really come through and done what you really asked them to do this year?
Well, I tell you, you know, statistic-wise, if you take a look, Vanessa, Megan Becker, Debbie Johnson have really been the most consistent when it comes to scoring and rebounding. But, you know, when you don't look at the statistics and you say, you know, hey, who has really helped the team do the things that I've asked them to do, and you talk about Kim Rickles' defense, she's my defensive stopper. When I have a kid that I've got to defend and keep you know, keep the ball away from, she's the one that steps up and shuts people down. Nicole Arp and Sarah Hicks are still handling the basketball and controlling the team. So, you know, without that collective group, you know, we can't get victories. You know, this is not a 1-2 MVP. This is a team MVP. You know, we all have to combine together because we just don't have that talent level where one person can carry us to victories. We need a group of people to do it.
Last minute here with Kevin Chaney on our Loper Lake, the women's basketball coach at UNK. A couple quick questions that I'm interested in. The guys have been beat up with health issues. How's the health issues, not only with injuries, but with flu and sickness with your team?
Oh, we're the same way. I'm three down, and this last trip I had a different person sick every single day. And, you know, it's tough as a coach because you don't know how many you're going to go in with that day. You have a strategy set up, you have assignments set, and then someone comes sick that morning. But, you know, we have to persevere. You know, I told them, you know, we've got to suck it up, do whatever medication we have to take. But, yeah, we've been struggling with some sicknesses as well. You know, you've seen us play 8, you've seen us play 9, and it's not because of my choice. It's because, you know, I can't put sick people out there, you know. But, you know, hopefully I told them as soon as we got back, it's time to take care of yourself, you know, and stay away from all sicknesses because we need to keep 10 people that we have that's healthy right now and keep them healthy for us to get through this home stretch.
And finally, you mentioned recruiting. I'm interested from a standpoint with you not having ties to this area, if it's been tough for you to recruit, if you've started that process, what you're, I mean, as far as Nebraska kids go, I guess, or this area, where are you with that? And is it tough to get going when you come into a new area?
No, absolutely not. I actually have been in the Nebraska area and looked at quite a few of the kids when I was at Southern Illinois. Because, you know, wherever the athletes are, we look for them. So I'm comfortable with the Midwest. Pretty much have talked to or communicated with most of the Nebraska coaches here, and I'm looking for those Nebraska kids, you know, to try to, you know, keep them close to home if they want to play and let them know that UNK is another opportunity for them. And I'm really excited about that 2012 class that I've got.
Was there a highlight on the road trip to New Mexico, something you hadn't saw before?
New Mexico.
55 and 60-degree weather. That was exciting for me. Sunlight. Haven't seen that in a while, and a little bit of warmth. So we actually walked to a couple of our pregame meals with shirts and T-shirts on. So we were excited about that.
Nice.
So putting a couple of victories on top of that, we were happy.
You going to do that today, Tone?
No.
Walk in your shorts and flip-flops.
No.
Kevin, best of luck over the next couple of weekends, rest of the season. we'll see you again soon, and hopefully that winning streak extends with two more this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Kevin Chaney, women's basketball coach at UNK. Again, they're home at 6-8 with the men this weekend and next weekend. Colorado Springs, Vanessa Leeper, named the Women's Basketball Academic Player of the Year. Debbie Johnson, Leanne Jamison, Bailey Halbert, Tessa Kreitzer, honorable mention. For the men, Chris Deans and Max Fralick, second team, honorable mention to Jesse Hill and Denver Klaus. There's also track going on with the Charlie Foster Classic this weekend indoors, and wrestling. The Lopers, if they can, are supposed to go out to Shadron and kick their butt in a duel tomorrow. And then coming up, they've got Central Missouri on the weekend.
A lot of things going on if you're a Loper fan.
So go out and support the Lopers. Our Loper Link brought to you by our friends at Garrett Tire Treaded Appliance. For more information on all of their great services, go to garrettappliance.com. And Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We'll come back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your chance to be a winner as well after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Holman One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Holman kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Holman One Farms products. Click on the Holman One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Holman One story.
High school sports action comes your way on our network of stations this week and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN 1460 Thursday, Amherst is at Gibbon. Friday, Elm Creek is at Pleasanton. On Thursday, Classic Hits 98.9 has Shelton at Wood River. And on Friday, we'll be bringing you Hastings Granada Northwest on 1230 KHAS. And don't forget the Loop Platte Conference Wrestling Finals Saturday on Classic Hits as well. It's high school sports this week.
The NFL's birds of a feather lost together. And now for the Falcons, the Seahawks, and the Ravens, it's never more. What it is the Bears.
And the Bears run the score up to 20-0.
The Packers.
Intercepted by Kamal Williams.
The Jets.
Touchdown, Jets! LaDainian Tomlinson.
The Steelers.
Mendenhall
fight. Two will win the square off in Super Bowl 45. Conference Championship Sunday. Bears, Packers, Jets, Steelers. NFL's Central Nebraska radio home is ESPN Superstation 1460. 1550.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for our area through the day today and into this evening, as we'll see light snow develop across the area with accumulation totals of 3 to 6 inches by tonight. Temperatures stay in the mid-teens for highs with northeast winds continued. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 9 above.
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable, so condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical, so watch your step, because if I do, you'll need a miracle.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I want to thank Coach Chaney for coming in. He was talking about all those happy students at Shadron State. Well, you know what? If you want to get happy before a UNK game, Cunningham's is the place to be. Sports fans, that's why they're there for you. Open 7 days a week, and before or after the games you go watch, you can watch all of your favorite sports teams on one of their 20 HD screens, including the huge 10-foot projection screen. Enjoy their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. You know why they quit at 6? So you can get to the Loper game. That's why. Big Ass Bear Specials. Only
it just makes sense.
Duh. Along with all their wells for $1.50 and a large selection of small craft and micro brews available with the always guarantee. coldest draft beer in Kearney. Got live music there as well, folks, every weekend. This weekend, Hey Day from Colorado with a great mixture of pop rock originals and covers. Next weekend, The Innocents will be playing your favorites from the 80s to today. Check them out on Facebook as well, located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place to be every day.
Douglas, I think a couple interesting things emerging in the last 24 hours in the world of Major League Baseball. People this time of year don't always fall, but a couple big names. The Brewers, Prince Fielder signs a $15.5 million deal. And you think maybe some things are coming back in line at the economy and whatnot. Here's a guy that hit 261. He gets $15.5 million.
Superstar.
Why would they have not wanted to go to arbitration? Wouldn't the arbitrator would have said, about $4 million, Prince, that's what you're worth. You hit 261, moron. Click. And nailed the gavel down. They sign him and think he's going to have this huge turnaround. Did hit 32 home runs. Another deal. Then, you know, I guess if you're going to call it a good guy of baseball, Gil Mesh decides that he's not going to take the extra $11 million, $12 million that was on the table for his last year in his contract with the Kansas City Royals. He's going to retire instead of having surgery and trying to return to the bullpen. I guess everybody's, you know, what a great boy. It's refreshing to see this day. If you're Gil Mesh, you're probably looking at, I've already stolen $44 million.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this.
Gil didn't steal. He did very well when he signed the contract. Before Greinke won the Cy Young, Gil Mesh was the number one guy on this staff. Did fine on a horrible baseball team. He had the same type of numbers as Greinke, not 2.4, but, I mean, his ERA respectable, and his record obviously wasn't as good as it should be because the Royals never scored when he pitched either. But the last 2 years, he was 6-10 in 09, and then last year, the shoulder problems from 09 carry into 2010. 0-5, they say, that's it, we're shutting you down, and Gil Mesh is out of there. So, he's hurt. He's not faking this, and he did his job when he was healthy. He's not stealing the money. I mean, of all the money that's out there, all the outrageous contracts, Kansas City Royals and Kyle Davies, who went 8-12 with a 5.34 last year, ERA, $2.3 million.
Well, he had two more wins, and the 0-5 Gil Mesh got $12
million. Well, I'm just telling you. And also, first baseman Billy Butler, now the only Royals player remaining in arbitration. A lot of signings becoming because of the arbitration. The Red Sox have done it with Ellsbury and Papelbon. The Yankees agreed to one-year contracts with Phil Hughes, Boone Logan, and Jabba Chamberlain. Now, for Jabba, 3-4 last year with a 4.40 ERA, three saves, and all he is a setup man right now, or a middle relief guy. $1.4 million is what he's getting. The lefty, Logan, 1.2. He was 2-0 with a 2.93 in 51 appearances. Phil Hughes, who got the starting job over Jabba for that fifth man, had a career-best 18 games last year, won them, and gets $2.7 million.
See, those numbers seem very, very fair, don't they? In the world of baseball, I mean, you're not hearing something just absolutely outrageous that the Yankees are used to signing. I mean, Jabba Chamberlain. I think any club out there would pay Jabba Chamberlain $1.4 million.
Well, if you want to look at it, how's Hughes only getting 2.7?
Exactly.
He won 18 games for these great Yankees. 2.7.
I'm right
Davies
on board
is getting
with you.
2.3?
Yeah, 1.4 million. Granted, Jabba goes out there and looks like Kyle Farnsworth at times.
That's nothing. Boy, that's like minimum, ain't it?
No, exactly.
Here's the sad story. Jabba Chamberlain needed to sign a contract a long time ago worth upwards of $70 million. I don't know if they were looking at $100 million. There was all those millions out there. Unless he gets back to that rookie phenom stage, he's never going to come close to making that kind of money.
No, and it's the peaks and the valleys. You know, you got to get him back in the middle there where you're not either looks like an all-star or looks like Kyle Farnsworth. It's that simple. And they beat him around. And when they hit him hard. And you can throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but when it has no movement on it, you see where it goes, and it goes in the left field bleachers a lot of the times.
Tom and Hastings wants to get back to it's not a bet, but it does say Doug's bet. It's Doug's, proclamation maybe.
Yeah.
As Doug held daddy's feet to the fire with the volleyball serves, how about Doug doing the same, being held accountable here. I'll do something. I'll do something. I'll serve 50 volleyballs. That's tough.
Oh, you will?
anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. I've already beaten you at your game. I've already beaten you in basketball because that would be great, but I've already done that. Fans at Silver Lake know it. Throwing in shots from everywhere on you. It's just incredible.
Second row, that is a true story. Second row of the bleachers, banks it in.
Straight cash, homie. There's no bank.
That was a bank
shot.
Straight
cash. Maybe the half quarter I might have banked in. I don't remember.
I think it's one from second row of the bleachers.
Yeah, but you see how many shots you can take from the second row of the bleachers. Just folks, if you're kids, if you're messing around in practice, you all got, most of you got those new gyms with the really stupid little steel stairs where the one sticks out on the bottom of the floor and kids dive into them and get hurt. Don't stand on that one. Stand on the one above it because they're all in the same place. There's four of them on the section. And then just shoot at the hoop. Just shoot at the hoop on the regulation court. See how long it takes you to make one. And then talk about who the real deal is. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Do you want to feel the rush? Well, jump out of your seat and haul in a great-tasting, low-calorie Diet Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew, it's got a bold taste, and its citrus charge will not only get you into the game, but keep you going to stay on top. Whether you and your friends are headed to the game, watching from the comfort of your own home, dominating your fantasy league, or listening to ESPN Radio, share that passion with Diet Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew. Diet tastes better on the mountain.
You're looking at a $26 ink cartridge at Office Depot and wondering if another store has it at a better price. When you remember that Office Depot gives rewards, $2 back for each recycled cartridge, plus 10% back on the new one, you buy it at Office Depot, turning a near moment of insanity into a moment of brilliance. Now at Office Depot, get 20% back in rewards when you purchase $50 of HP ink or two of the same HP toners. Expires 1/22. Rewards carry over in a calendar year and are issued when you earn $10. Visit myworkliferewards.com for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for our area through the day today and into this evening, as we'll see light snow develop across the area with accumulation totals of 3 to 6 inches by tonight. Temperatures stay in the mid-teens for highs with northeast winds continued. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 9 above.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life. You know what Jim Rome doesn't have a whole lot to talk about? He just lets the music play for a while. What do you think about that? Merritt, we always have ESPN television on here in the studio as well. And Mel Kiper, now that all but the final four draft spots have been slotted, he's kind of going through a mock draft on the show today. And Merritt's Miami Dolphins, and amazingly enough, there are more Miami Dolphin fans out there than you would actually know. And Mel Kiper says they need a running back, and Mark Ingram is the man from Alabama. What do you think?
Well, Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams are both leaving, so it kind of makes sense. But if you can get LeGarrette Blount as an undrafted free agent, just picking him up off a depth chart that didn't make, then why are you drafting a running back with the first-round pick?
Especially since he didn't do worth a darn this last season.
Took a back seat. To...
I'm surprised he's a first-round pick. Yikes.
That's interesting. I saw Mel Kiper had a deal on ESPN.com. They wrote about Andrew Luck's decision, and it was an obvious choice for the Carolina Panthers and what they would do. Probably could have mailed it into the commissioner weeks before, you know, and taking him, make him your franchise quarterback. Now it's like, well, John Fox didn't give Clawson a fair shake. Well, this new coach, you know, there are a lot of options. New coach coming in, so many different holes to fill. Carolina Panthers, he thinks, will look to trade down now and basically get draft picks, compile, if you can get 3, 4, 5 extra draft picks by jumping down, maybe there's that many holes to fill.
But who are you trading up for? There's nobody in the top of the draft that demands your attention.
He's thinking there's one or two receivers maybe that people would move up for that they think could be difference makers. You know, certain teams. Fairley was one of the people he brought up. What, Nick Fairley, the nose tackle or defensive tackle from Auburn?
Is that close enough to Farley?
It's kind of like Farley.
I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. You just absolutely bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment, but all you do is bury stuff. I get you stuff to make you happy. I do things for you on this show all the time. Once in a while, there's a little gift here for me at the start of the show, but I'm always giving for you. Speaking of Fairley Dickinson.
Yes, they're coming this weekend, the Big Red Invitational. The bowling team, they return home to host their only tournament of the year. This is going on right now. Right now it is going on this weekend at Sun Valley Lanes in Lincoln. Coming off a fifth place finish at the Midwinter Classic in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and looking to take the next step of the spring season. Nebraska is one of 10 teams competing in this year's Invitational, including marquee names like Valparaiso, Vanderbilt, Bethune-Cookman, Elmhurst College, Arkansas State Indians, Minnesota State University, Sam Houston State.
Whoa, Minnesota State's coming?
Minnesota State's coming.
They bringing Dauber?
Central Missouri.
I heard he's the bowling coach there.
And highlighted by the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. So the Huskers rosters, Calberry, Casey, Johnson, Lugerman, Mickelson, Sopp, Strand,
Mickelson,
Vandermeer, and Zalsha.
I don't know what you're just talking about.
It's admission to the event's free for UNL students with a valid ID or $5 for adults. Sun Valley Lanes going on 321 Victory Lane in Lincoln going on this weekend, the 20th through the 22nd.
That's Nebraska women's bowling. Our second favorite sport on this show, yes, football, women's bowling.
You missed this one, folks. You're going to take a month off here, and they will not return to action until February 19th and 20th, the Morgan State Invitational.
So you go down, you catch some bowling, or on the way back from the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo,
there you go.
Get a chance. You can go to both. We're going to give you tickets here, a chance to win tickets in just a moment out of this Midway Auto Group broadcast booth where they are loving winter. I know you're not with the snow just pounding us right now. I can't believe how fast it's coming down and heavy. But right now, you can be driving the new Dodge Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $299 a month or a new Dodge Ram Crew Cab Bighorn for just $329 a month. Why? It's their winter snow fun sale. Why not have fun if it's going to be like this? Take advantage of 0% financing on the new Dodge Avengers, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Journeys. And you got to drive the one everybody's been talking about, the all-new 2011 Dodge Durango. See it all and save during the winter snow fun sale at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Get out. Check it out today. Numerous, fine, courteous sales folks to help you out. You know what? They're not peering around the corner going, ooh, 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 ooh. You don't see them shoving each other into the glass wall as they're trying to come out and help you. They're not trying to stick it to you. They're trying to help you because Nebraska is the friendliest state in the nation.
Where would Morgan State be located at? Any idea?
Oh, I should know that. I think they've been in the tournament, the Big Dance.
I think they have, too. I've got it here. I was just giving you a trivia question.
Where's Morgan State? Tony, Alabama?
No. East Coast.
Well, yeah, eastern half. So Morgan State, North Carolina, South Carolina,
Baltimore,
Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Better keep working. Okay. Well, I didn't know then. So there you go. That's probably close to Baltimore Eastern Shore then, or Maryland Eastern
Shore.
There
you go.
One of those two out there.
Long both. Ago. Very nice bowling programs. I follow them both. Where the hell's Farley Dickinson? They are not in the field.
Well, you know, sometimes they're out traveling around. They got things to do, Daddy. They got things to do. They can't always come to Lincoln. I mean, usually we only see them a couple times a year in one of those at the national championship. You know what I mean, huh? National championship. Some good high school hoops last night around the area, but John Kyle from Hastings St. Cecilia is going to join us on the show tomorrow. An eye-opening game last night. There are some great girls basketball teams in the state, and I think there's some very good boys basketball teams, but this year there might be more good girls teams in the area than boys. Sandy Creek, their only St. Cecilia's only loss was a six-pointer to Sandy Creek. They beat Lexington last night. Lexington beat Holdridge. Holdridge beat Beatrice. Beatrice beat South Sioux City. I mean, maybe these C teams outside of the sewer power and B, there are a lot of good basketball teams out here. Sutton just continues to roll. They're unbeaten. So they're very good. They beat a good Ravenna team last night. There are some good teams. And last night, St. Cecilia's girls, 64-54. Daddy, you would watch that game.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's great to see some people getting up and down the court and scoring some points. And there's some great, you know, you're talking about Paige Hasty from Holder. You're talking about Haley Mandelko, who's simply one of the best in the state, both doing great things for their respective schools. There's some bad basketball out there, too. She pointed to a couple scores. Lord knows. Thank God they got the extra point.
Yeah, there's a 50-7 for you.
Thank God they got the extra point.
Some nights the ball won't fall in the hole. Adams Central winner last night. Kearney Catholic girls a winner. Kearney Catholic boys, slow start. Got behind by 13. Grand Island Central Catholic. Man, Turner Fay is good. He is just good. They are so disciplined. They are so good. Bill Gavers. I don't want to say anything derogatory about Central Catholic or any of the high schools out there or any of the kids ever. But I think Central Catholic's boys are undefeated with a team that overall may not be as talented as many as they've had in the past. And I know Turner Fay is very good, but so are the guys around him. But they don't have a 6'9 kid in the middle. They don't have three Fays out there. They've got a good three-point shooter in O'Connor. They've got kids that work, and that comes from coaching and discipline. And there are chances. Maybe Gavers is just one of the most underappreciated coaches in the state because he should be getting his props. They do a great job over there. They do a great job at Central Catholic. So,
I think you're exactly right on that, Doug. And I don't always like the Central Catholic style of play because they do defense it up and pressure you, and it's a slow down. They're not going to beat you 78 to. If they played that way, they'd probably beat a lot of people 78. I mean, if they fast break all the time and did that. They win a lot of games, 45-28, things like that.
And the crew with the stripes on last night, the officials last night in that boys' game, good job. Good job. When it got too much, they blew the whistle. But they didn't blow the whistle every time somebody tickled each other.
I think I heard the other day when I was over in Lex doing some freshman action, was talking to one of the guys that sets up some of the games, and they expanded in the last couple of years so you could add a couple, three more games. I think John Soflin was one over there setting up the schedule. So for the girls in Lexington, he added Hastings St. Cecilia, Minden, and Hershey, who are all three rated. Randy Carpenter's just shaking his head going, geez, John, really appreciate that.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. What do we got, Mary?
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's up?
Not much. I got a question, and granted, it's not really football season, but I know you guys love Watson so much. You're just the biggest Watson supporters ever. And in the article, I think it was yesterday, Steve Sipple or today's, was talking about how a recruit was saying that the offense next year is going to be basically, from what the coaches were telling him, ditching the West Coast Watson style and going more to a up-tempo Oregon spread option style. And I'll just hang up and listen to your comments.
Mike, thanks for the call. I guess I didn't – I look every day. I guess I didn't see that.
Well, I will have.
I'm sorry, Mike, I did not see that article. But
we will get our hands on it.
But the point is – really?
I would think you'd have to wait and see what your personnel look like heading into the season to go to that style offense.
They don't have that personnel.
Well, I wouldn't think you'd have the receiving personnel to start with. I don't know. I don't know what they're planning on doing.
Well, and that would be opposed to what Barney Cotton wants to do on his offensive line blocking scheme, right? From what we're hearing.
Will be very, very different from that. It'd be all zone blocking.
And he hates that. I have a hard time believing it. B, if that's how Watson's trying to save his job, that's not a good idea.
I just cannot believe he's still a part of this deal. I mean, I would think there'd be changes coming, but they have not been, and if they're not going to change it by now, I can't see them. Why would you, if you haven't made coaching changes now, why would you make them down the road?
Well, signing deadline.
I understand that, but Watson doesn't recruit anyway, supposedly.
Yeah, but, well, then you have no problem cutting the ties after the recruiting the first Wednesday in February. Tri-City Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight at Sioux Falls. Looking to keep the winning streak or get a winning streak. They've got one in a row. Trying to make it to 6:45 tonight. And they'll face it off at 7:05.
Don't forget great food and drink specials all day and night. The Chicken Coop, Kearney. Kearney and Grand Island. Got great drink specials going on. But both Kearney and Grand Island. That's Wednesday, which brings Big Burger Night. They have $5 burgers. Order any of the burgers off the menu. 7-ounce ground chuck and fries every Wednesday night. Cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger. Even get the legendary Totally Jack burger every Wednesday. $5. The Chicken Coop in Kearney. High-definition TVs. Not a bad seat in the house. All your favorite sports are on. Waiting for you. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. We'll be back after this Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golan.
I have the definitive sports quiz that will prove that I'm smarter than you. All right, this should be good. All right, where would you be if on any one day you could play golf on 100 different courses?
Mini golf?
Well, that too, but let's talk some big boy golf, all right? And what if those courses included designs by Nicklaus, Palmer, Dye, Fazio, Norman, and more?
Okay.
And then let's say this destination included 7 courses on Golf Digest's list of America's 100 greatest public courses.
7 of the top 100 in one place?
Yes, sirree. And now imagine the odds that this destination was just named the nation's best for quality, selection, and affordability of golf, and it's easy to get to. Where would you be?
Phoenix.
Wrong.
Palm Springs.
No way. That's way too expensive. I'll give you a hint. I played there.
All right, Golic, I give up.
You'd be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hello? Myrtle Beach is pretty much the center of the golf universe.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's where America goes to play.
To learn more, book your Myrtle Beach golf vacation. Go to www.mikeandmiketomyrtle.com.
Sunday, the NFC Championship is on the line when the Chicago Bears host the Green Bay Packers. Hi, this is Scott Graham of Westwood One. Join Kevin Harlan, Randy Cross, and Mark Malone in the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. Can Brian Urlacher and the Bears D stop the Packers' explosive offense, or will the red-hot Aaron Rodgers continue his fantastic play in the Windy City? If it's the NFL playoffs, they're right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's say you heard Doug and Daddy once.
Why wouldn't you make an SEC team number one?
Yeah, I would think that would be the first thing I would
do. Want to play it back?
I can surf with you.
No, no, you
back, not backwards. That's what podcasts are for. For forward playing of past Doug and Daddy shows. Within minutes of the live show's completion. So if you want to take Doug and Daddy to lunch without all that unseemly fighting about who pays, download a podcast. Brought to you by Cunningham Journal and The Loft, Kearney. Just click on the Cunningham Journal logo on ESPNSuperstation.com.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for our area through the day today and into this evening, as we'll see light snow develop across the area with accumulation totals of 3 to 6 inches by tonight. Temperatures stay in the mid-teens for highs with northeast winds continued. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 9 above. Somebody bring me back some money, please.
Caller number three right now at 888-455-ESPN, and maybe caller four. We'll see. You know, Merritt wants to give away some more River City Hunting and Fishing VIP passes, a family four-pack to the Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs this weekend. If you haven't won yours on the show yet and want to go, we're going to do it for you. Free parking. That'll save you over $30 in tickets. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. 455-3776. We'll give away some River City Hunting and Fishing VIP passes here for the weekend. David Ubin of ESPN has picked his five top games of the Big 12 football season. Nebraska is on there three times. We can't play guess because you've already seen it. And I disagree. Number five is the championship game. Oklahoma 23, Nebraska 20. Number four is the Iowa State overtime game. Number three, Oklahoma 47, Oklahoma State 41. Number two, Texas A&M 9, Nebraska 6. The only reason that's even on there is because of the upset in A&M. Weird. And number one, Oklahoma State 38, Texas A&M 35.
Well, and
I guess I need another 10 or 15 on here to choose from. There's no doubt about that because I just saw this and printed it off from David Ubin, the ESPN blogger. Boy, I would say Oklahoma State was number one. That was for all the marbles. That was for the South. I would put the Big 12 championship game at number two. The Nebraska-Iowa State game sucked.
Yeah.
Nebraska was playing a backup. And Iowa State made a flurry right there at the end. It saw a couple of long field goals. But if Iowa State would have won it maybe and then gotten to a bowl game, maybe that was be on the list a little higher. A&M Nebraska game, that should just be the worst game of the year because of the horrible officiating and all that went along with it.
There's one down his next five. One of them's got the Kansas comeback against Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that, in a Big 12 matchup. Obviously, Texas. I mean, if you're looking for, I don't know if you're looking for best game or these. What's he say? The best Big 12 games. Okay. Well, I don't know if you're looking for best 12 storylines would be different than that. But Texas certainly their fall from grace would certainly be in that. But yeah, you look back to great games. Nebraska Oklahoma State was a pretty good football game. Went back and forth. What you got, Merritt? We got some winners.
We got Jim from Grand Island winning, and Ben from Kearney also winning. Ben's out in the country delivering mail, and he says it's really icky out there with all the snow coming down.
Does not look good. Yeah, I suppose 4 to 4 inches, maybe up to 6. Looks to be more than that right now.
Yeah, he also had Colorado beating Kansas State, Oklahoma over Texas, and Texas Tech beating Baylor, which was a pretty good ball game, too. Baylor trying to make it there at the end. So those were some of the honorable mentions. You're never a runner-up, though, when you save money by eating at Godfather's, top of the hill at 222 West 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. And they will deliver, or you can pick up as well, 234-9444. We enjoyed the lunch buffet earlier this week, and I didn't even spill any of it. But the Crane game dominated you once again, and I think it's over for you. I think we're sending you down to the minor leagues. We're sending you to the carnivals this summer to practice up a little bit. So look for Daddy at your local fair and carnival going on. But Godfather's is always there for you with their $6.50 lunch buffet every day of the week, not just Monday through Friday, but Saturday, Sunday from 11 to 2. They're there for you as well. Comes with the salad bar, and if you don't want that, try the Wise Guy Wednesday special, $1 off any medium or large calzone. They have specials every day of the week. You can have the lunch buffet on Tuesdays, 2 for $9.99. How about a special tomorrow? It's their Thirsty Thursday. You get a free medium drink with the buffet, or you get 2 liters of pop with any $20 purchase. Mafia Monday, they've got specials for you there as well. So it's all there at Godfather's, 234-9444. Enjoy them for lunch. They're open 11 to 10 at the Archway Plaza in Kearney. And Daddy, a little, couple of other little things. Wrestling, it'll be the Hastings College at Concordia tonight. And for wrestling fans, the 2012 U.S. Olympic team trials will be in Iowa City. USA Wrestling announced that they will host the two-day competition coming up in 2012. That's held in late April, and the Nebraska softball team picked to finish eighth. Do you care?
Ooh.
My, not in the country.
They have
not
fallen
in the country,
since
in the conference.
Yeah. Peaches James, they have fallen a long way since the days of Peaches James. Need to get one of those dominant pitchers back in there for Rhonda Revelle.
We want to thank Kevin Chaney, UNK women's basketball coach, for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, John Kyle, Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach, and from Pro Football Weekly.
Yeah, associate editor Michael Blund is set to join us to break down this weekend's action.
Coming up Friday, Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star, and Mike Perenio will join us again from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Have a great time today, Tony.
We're going
to
talk some Texas Tech basketball, whether you like it or not. I think people are maybe rallying around this Husker team. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.